On today's MVP Baseball Podcast, we talk about all the latest free agency and trade news in the MLB over the last month when we haven't recorded, including Yu Darvish and Blake Snell, Lindor and Carrasco, George Springer, Hendricks to my White Sox, and many other big moves. We also talk about the massive Jared Porter situation, and at the very end we get into a lawsuit against or a cheating scandal that Jaime breaks down for us. But first, without further ado, let's get started.
Zayden moment.
Rick Renteria moment.
Episode 14.
It's been a while.
Season 2.
I'm your host, Zayden. Jaime. Jaime is a co-host, Carson Mason.
Oh,
we have a ton of shit to talk about. All right. So,
like 14 stories.
What
man.
Is that noise?
All right. We're going to start with the Darvish and Snell trades for the Padres.
Oh, the great fleece of 2020?
All right. I'm going to hand this one off to Jaime, and then, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, who's Blake? Okay, who's Blake? Oh, the lizard guy and the Fortnite kid. Good trade for the Padres. They got, like, no one got fleeced, unlike the other trade.
It's not, you idiot.
Okay, that's it. That's all I have to say about the Snell trade, but I don't like Snell still because he looks like a lizard. He could honestly be like the lizard from the Amazing Spider-Man movie, starting Andrew Garfield.
Are you sure he wasn't in Jesse, like that little reptile thing?
He looked like Michelangelo from that Ninja Turtles movie with Michael Bay. Okay, so then the Great Fleece, the Cubs got fleeced. You trade your Cy Young picture for like a bag of scraps.
Wrong. You got Zach Davies.
Yeah, Zach Davies. He's like worth like two bags of Doritos. We could be like the New York like the broadcast where they just yell about everything, but we're not. But the Cubs got fleeced. That's all to say.
All right, I'm going to hand it off to our Cubs fan now. Go ahead.
Stating myself again. It's not a fleece. It's not.
It's a fleece. Explain how it's not a fleece.
Because.
Everyone has their own opinion. Just let him speak and explain.
Yeah, like people could be. People could like Black Lives Matter, even though it's.
Dude, goddamn it. Okay, go ahead.
Like Mets fans trying to defend their team when they do shit. Anyways.
Jared Porter?
Fuck. Anyways, it's not a fleece because.
You like my schlock?
Jaime, can I talk?
Jared Porter be like, fine, go for it. Fleece.
It's not a fleece.
Okay, explain how not.
Talk, asshole, but you won't shut up.
Talk then.
Fuck up.
Talk before I talk again.
It's not a fleece. It's not a fleece. Darvish has been an amazing pitcher for
1.5 seasons.
One season in total. Second half of 2019 and 2020. So he may not, like, there's a chance that he may not pitch like that again.
I mean, Trevor Bauer pitched like that, so maybe. Yeah.
But what if he does? Then is it a fleece?
No. Hold on.
Ari did you trade vibes?
Because this is that's a pretty big haul we got. How many prospects did we get? Like 4.
And what are the odds that at least 2 of them pan out?
Okay, listen. oldest one was like 21 years.
Exactly.
There was a 17-year-old and two 18-year-olds. And I think, I can't remember who, but some or all are projected to be top 100 prospects at some point.
Projected.
And
projected, not guaranteed.
Okay, you Darvish,
as of now,
to be an ace in San Diego. We
Ketel Marte was projected to be good this last year, but
Jared Porter was projected to be the GM this year, but he isn't.
Anyways,
if you all follow my main, it looked on my story. Then,
all right.
Bro, Jared Porter was wilding last night.
All right, Mason, keep going.
Shit. I think I pretty much said everything. Okay, you Darvish isn't guaranteed to do good. That's what I'm saying. And we already have one of the most underrated farms in the league, and this is just stacking it up. And plus, Zach Davies is a pretty solid replacement.
The Snell trade.
Snell trade, cool.
Okay. Okay.
Oh God.
I can't remember who they got. Who they get? Patino. Who else?
Cole Wilcox. Mejia.
Mejo.
DJ. Was it DJ?
Francisco.
Mejia.
No, they didn't get Abram.
Yeah, Mejia, yes. I said Meja. Oh my God!
You're Mexican. You should know that. So Patino, Mejia. Who else?
Other.
Blake Hunt and Cole Wilcox.
And Walmart's Mike Trout. There you go.
Red Sox replacement.
You know, that's a pretty good trade for the Rays, man. I think. To be honest, I think if they're going to be winning that trade like in a few years when Patino comes up and everyone else.
The Rays could still definitely win that.
I think they want it. It's like the Darvish trade. It's bad now, but in the future, it'll be really good.
Carson.
Okay, Carson, go. Your stories.
Carson. Yeah.
God. Blake. Pay attention.
Carson, okay. It's your turn.
So, I'm going to review the Blake Snell trade, I guess, or like tell my opinion on it.
God. Copies me and Mason word for word.
That's for you, sure.
I'm seeing people saying that, like, the Rays destroyed their rotation, which they didn't, but that's not the whole point.
They still got Blake Snell, who's inconsistent.
I like the Snell.
I meant Glasnow.
Ryan Yarbrough. Anyways. I like the trade for both sides, but the problem is that how much flexibility do the Padres have in their payroll now? Because aren't they paying Darvish, Snell, Machado, Hosmer?
They're trading to the Phillies, but, like, it's actually working out somehow.
Actually.
Oh, yeah, that's true also.
I like the Rays return, too. I feel bad for that one dude who just got drafted, but then he didn't even play a full year in the organization. But they got a fair return. That's what I have to say.
How about the fleece
ass hat?
Okay, well, I wouldn't say it's the worst trade of all time because they got a good haul. It's just that it's concerning they didn't get a single top 10 prospect.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, they're still projected to be top 100, so fuck off.
Are you done?
No.
You done?
Okay, homo.
Yeah, I'm done. It
says you.
Alright, let's see. Okay, alright. Yeah, the Rays got a good return. I'd agree with that. I think the Cubs...
Here we go.
They didn't get fleeced.
Got fleeced.
They didn't get fleeced.
He's still gonna say some dick shit.
You know? Because you don't know what you don't know what you're getting with Darvish. Like, he's been pretty inconsistent, except for the last year, like you said.
Like Dallas Keuchel in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that, right? Piece of shit.
Plus, Darvish is making like $22 million, so that's a lot of money taken off, which would be lasting through 2023. Just like Jason Hayward, but said we got rid of Darvish instead of him for some reason.
Like he pitched great for a whole 12 games.
We can only hope Darvish doesn't get traded to the White Sox and become Jameis Shields 2.0.
I know the Padres are going to be trading Darvish or Clevenger in the next year or two anyway.
Are they still extending Tatis though? That's my question.
That would be very stupid to.
So why are you two? I mean, Carson, why are you guys like acting like Darvish is the greatest pitcher in the world? Like. He had a 418 FIP in 2019, a 486 FIP in 2018.
When the Cy Young voting happened, everyone thought Trevor Bauer was the best pitcher ever, and then all the advanced nerds came out and were like, no, this dude sucks.
He pitched 12 games. You think he's just going to duplicate that into a 162-game season? Huh? All right, the answer is no. He's not going to put up a 223 FIP. And if he does, then the Cubs got this. All right. Next topic. I literally kind of defended you and you next topic. The Francisco Lindor trade. I guess I'm gonna go to a Mets fan first.
Here. Okay.
What?
He loves it. He loves the trade.
So go ahead, Carson. Go ahead and suck off.
Okay, you can go do that to the White Sox. Oh, many boots.
Fuck off and talk about the Mets. I'll do that.
Carson doesn't even like the move. That's the thing.
I do like the move. It wasn't. It was.
Oh, wait, you know?
We didn't even give up that much.
That's the Mets fans. All they do is bitch. Like.
So the Mets got Carlos.
I mean, I think everyone's bringing up how the Cubs got fleeced. I think this is the worst fleece, though.
At least the Cubs.
The Indians couldn't even get like JD Davis or Dominic Smith.
Anyways, yeah, that was like, what were the Indians thinking? Like, they did anyone remember in 2019 they traded away Bauer for Puig? Like, they didn't get a single huge prospect. Like, they got Reyes, but that's not the point. Anyway, the Mets got Carrasco and Lindor for basically just a bunch of peanuts. Indians fans think Rosario is good now because he was once a top prospect. Even though he'll draw like one walk a year and then have like one walk off.
Didn't they also trade Mike Clevenger for a bag of scraps?
Austin Hedges, the best catcher in baseball.
Well, I like Austin Hedges, but they already have what's his name,
yeah,
Perez.
Their backup, Leon, he left, but he sucks. So that's not the point. The prospects they got are decent. Wolf is good, but he's not like a high. Like, he's not a top 100 prospect. Same for Green. Isaiah Green, the outfielder they got. So I'd say the Mets won. At first, I didn't want him just because I knew the Mets would, like, overpay for him, but they didn't. They actually.
All right. Not Carson. Jaime, go ahead.
Okay, hold up. It's actually, even though it's kind of gay for Steve Cohen to do it, it's actually not a bad move. The Indians got fleeced, I think, even worse than the Cubs.
It's not a fucking fleece.
Which is surprising. So, moving on. Carrasco, like, he's old, and he's like, meh, at best. But they'll strengthen up the pitching rotation a little bit, at least. So the Mets went from, like, top six pitching rotation to, like, top, like, 5.5.
We weren't even in the top 10 rotation before that.
Well, you have Marcus Stroman. You have Marcus Stroman, the best pitcher in the league.
We have David Peterson, who just walks everyone and gets, like, very little strikeouts.
Exactly. So, it's a good move. The Indians got fleeced. Ownership is dumb and cheap. They're a small market team, but they're terrible. Well, actually, I have one question, though. What are they going to do with Jose Ramirez? Probably trade him. Get him to the White Sox.
Ramirez to the Blue Jays for Gurriel.
Yeah, get him out of that division, because all he does is fucking kill us. All he does. All right, you done?
Oh, yeah, I'm just eating a burrito right now.
Of course.
Of course you are. All right, Mason, go ahead.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Carrasco and Lindor.
Well, the Mets got fleeced.
You're high.
I'm not being serious, dumbass.
Well, the Cubs got fleeced.
Yeah, we gave up two mediocre shortstops for...
Jimenez will probably be pretty good.
All right.
You keep talking?
Oh, Lindor and Carrasco, yeah.
So fucking boring.
You're causing
Come
me to...
Come on!
Good trade.
Your brain was at like 1 mile per hour.
You won't shut your stupid Mexican burrito-eating bitch ass.
Speak! I said it's not trade. Hard to speak!
Are you okay. done?
I guess.
Alright, as a White Sox fan, I'm happy, so that's good.
Why?
Lindor has what?
So why?
Because Lindor and Carrasco are gone.
Your division is so fucking boring.
What the fuck, boring? What the fuck do you mean? The Twins score a ton of runs. We score a ton of runs. How's that boring?
Because the White Sox suck.
I knew that was coming. All right. Lindor hasn't been that great the last few years, so why are we sucking him off?
As a Mets fan, Story is better.
He's top five. Man.
What?
Story What's is that? Still better.
I say he's top five at best.
Gosh. Top five at best? I agree. He's not like number one easily. Now you think.
If it was like
he had 100 WRC plus last year. That's not even like that's about league average.
Talking about like 2016, I would say he's like top two, but it's not 2016.
I mean, he didn't even have a good 2016.
Whatever. Keep talking.
That time. All right. So yeah, I don't know why we're acting like he's the greatest player in the world. I mean, I guess that's just a Mets fan thing. I don't know.
Well, because the MLB has to be like, insert name here on the move. We've seen great players like Carson DeRoba get on the move.
All right. So I think Carrasco is actually a good addition here because he's been damn good. I mean, didn't he like come back from cancer in 2019 or something, right?
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Now he came back from cancer, but he isn't that good.
He is.
I mean, in 2020.
Oh, 2020, yeah.
And in 2018. You take out last year when he was coming back from fucking leukemia, you soulless bastard. Then he's been pretty good. Like, he's never had a FIP over four in the last 6 years. Except for last year when he's coming back from
leukemia. Better than Tyler Glass now.
Better than Steven Matz. Better than Matz and Bumgarner.
Anything else to say about Carrasco and Lindor?
Not really.
Jesus Christ. All right, that's fucking three, four players. All right, next we're...
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, we'll talk about Schwarber to the next. Oh, fuck's sake. I know Jaime's got some dick things to say here, so I'll defer to him.
Oh, my God.
What are we talking about again?
We're talking about Schwarber.
Oh, Schwarber to the Nationals. It's a good move. I thought the Yankees should have got Schwarber, though.
Weren't you, like, shitting on Schwarber?
Yeah, he was on the Cubs?
Yeah, because his knee exploded against Gene Segura.
Yeah, because your fucking D-backs are a bunch of dicks.
No, not our fault he wants to run like that.
It's Gene Segura's fault for being a little cunt.
Not his fault that your pitcher was Gene garbage Segura that also game.
Caused McCutcheon to season to end last year, 2019.
Bruh.
Like, stop laughing at injuries.
Okay. So, with the Kyle Schwarber thing, it's a good move. If they kept the DH, I would say he could be a DH, but Rob Manfred's a clown, so they're not going to have a DH. So, what's he going to play? Like, left field? He's going to play left field.
Center field.
He's not better than David Peralta, though.
He is.
He'll probably, wait, who's right fielder then? Because you're going to put Schwarber in center fielder. Okay.
That's a joke. I said it.
Carson. Oh, okay. Okay. It's a joke. Understandable.
Yeah. Y'all don't have
brains. Have a good day. I'm out of here. Okay. But it's a good move. I thought he was going to the Yankees, like I just said right now, because Giancarlo Stanton is injured like every 2 weeks. He can't take a footstep without breaking a knee. But it's a good move. Can we talk about the Josh Bell thing after also?
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about? Fucking... That happened on, like, Christmas Day, didn't it?
Christmas! Yeah, and Zayden was like, no.
Why would we record on Christmas?
Can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll bring up the Josh Bell thing real quick.
No, we'll talk... Go ahead. Go ahead.
Fine, go, Mason, go.
Go ahead. While we're talking about the Nationals, just talk about Bell.
It's not a bad move.
And Lester.
Oh, yeah, F. Lester. But John Bell, it's not a bad move. Josh Bell, what was it, 2019? His first half was insane, but he kind of fell off after that. He's a decent fielder. That's about it. He's definitely a upgrade over who is it? What's his name? Like Thames. Thames. Oh, Thames.
He went back to Korea, I think, or Japan.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's all the same. Now, wait. But my favorite move so far is Lester, because it's a Cub. Going to the Nationals. Schwarber. I've been, like, waiting for
Davis
that.
Davis has a home run off him, so I'm pretty sure he's excited.
Yeah. So what I'm excited for is how... What I'm excited for is that next we can expect Anthony Rizzo.
No.
Anthony... Javier Baez. Chris Bryant.
Man.
Ian Happ. Al Hendricks to go to the Nationals.
No.
All right, you done?
Yeah.
All right, Mason, Josh Bell, Schwarber, and Lester.
Bell, cool. I really don't give a fuck. Glad to get him out of our division, I guess. Schwarber, $10 million, could have paid that. Lester, $5 million, could have paid that. That's all I'm gonna say.
Thank God Schwarber didn't go to the White Sox.
Yeah, they settled for Adam Eaton.
I'll take away Jimenez and left, actually.
Okay, Eaton's still going to be starting every day.
White Sox fans will bring
up platoon.
White Sox fans will bring up.
He's gonna platoon with Adam Engel, who's better than Eaton.
What?
Dude, White he was good fucking last games.
White Sox fans will bring up.
He looked a lot. And Tomas Vito was good, but that doesn't mean he'll be good again.
Okay, look.
He'll be better than Eaton. Carson, go ahead.
No, look. White Sox fans will bring up about Wilson Contreras' defense, but they have Tim Anderson at shortstop.
Contreras has good defense, though.
I mean, it's not like we suck off Tim Anderson's defense.
All right, I'll go.
Like, what is Wilson Contreras' defense have to do with Tim Anderson's? No fucking correlation, Jaime. Of course you'd say that. Go ahead,
Carson. Well, because White Sox – what's because the Cubs are in the White Sox fans' head. They live rent-free like you.
True.
He's sucking off Mason again, I see. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was waiting for all the – solve your little problems you have. Anyways.
We keep talking about the White Sox, but we're going to get to that.
Coming okay. on Jaime.
Jesus Christ. So the Schwarber move was good. Either way, it's only 1 year since.
The Yankees should have got Schwarber, but whatever.
But they're too cute.
All right, Carson, come on, pick it up.
Anyways, so I don't get why. Because I remember this offseason, Nats fans were like, oh, we're going to get Springer and Brantley. But you got Schwarber.
Mets fans said they were going to get Springer, Realmuto, Bauer.
No, that was like two. No, I was.
Lindor?
I wasn't a part of that. Lindor. I just said we were getting Realmuto. I didn't say.
And you didn't.
Except we got James McCann. Mom, can we have JT Realmuto? No, we have JT Realmuto at home. And JT Realmuto at home just happens to be James McCann.
It was a platoon catcher at best.
Oh, you sucked him off the last 2 years.
Oh, when he's on the White Sox.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
He loves him.
He was good in the first half of 2019, and then he dropped off a fucking cliff.
You still sucked him off.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
And he did this year, too, last year.
No, I didn't. He put. You guys said he was better than fucking
Randall. I never said he was.
Yeah, because it pissed you off.
That was me.
Because it pisses you off.
He's better than Zach Collins,
that was me.
But not better than Grindahl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Coach.
So the what is it? The other signing that picked Lester. I guess it's not
the old dude.
It's 1 year, but there's so many better like cheap options out there. Like you could have signed someone like Wood before he signed, even though he had. He wasn't that good, but the Nats could make him better because they like pitching or whatever.
They'll probably just cheat too, like the rest of them will be.
Anyways, I guess the Bell trade was good. It's basically like a less advanced version of the Lindor trade. Pirates only got didn't even get anything in return. Like, yeah, he sucked, but he was, like, they got nothing, like, just two okay prospects, like, yeah, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Hendricks to, what?
Ella Mayhew time.
No, we're going to go
Of course we are.
I mean, if I was like that,
yeah, we're
going
to start.
Oh, don't
I need to suck him off. I need to suck him off. All
right, so I know you guys are going to be fucking idiots here, so I'm just prepared.
Everyone just say that Liam Hendricks isn't that good. On three, Mason, okay? One, two,
Liam Hendricks
three.
Is not good.
Liam Hendricks isn't that good.
He's not projected to do that good right, either.
Projections. We're talking about projections.
Oh, my. You guys are ridiculous, man. Keep going.
He's got a projected, like,
what?
Four some
Three. Why are we listening to projections?
Last year either, but look what happened.
I don't remember seeing any projections about last year.
I think
but...
he was projected to have like a 3.90 okay, but it... ERA.
Okay, I'm going first. Then.
Please keep going.
Oh, I'm going first.
All right, I'll go first. No, I'm the I'm
going. Fuck.
The White
Dude,
Sox.
Shut
the
up.
The AL.
You're high.
No, I'm not you, Jaime. So let's.
Get it's obviously the Blue Jays.
All right. The White Sox are neck and neck with the Yankees and the Rays. There we go. Who's better than the White? Don't tell me the Twins. The Twins haven't done anything. If they,
the Twins?
If they do something, I say go cry. The
Twins are better.
They might get Nelson Cruz back, which he's a beast.
Can I get Carson's opinion because he's not biased?
The Rays.
No.
Astros aren't that.
The Yankees.
Astros. A's.
No. No.
What? Twins.
You're naming a bunch of fucking teams that haven't done shit.
Just because they don't.
You mean the American League teams?
That they're not better.
Yeah, look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers have been like roadkill. They haven't done anything.
They got Yomer Sanchez.
They won the World Series, Jaime. Fuck. I said the Rays. That's it.
Okay, so just because
who's gonna pitch besides fucking Garrett Cole, Kluber? He's a fucking wild card. We don't know.
Gary Sanchez will ruin him.
Has Kluber even been signed yet? I haven't been paying attention to that.
But the Angels got Quintana. Does that make the Angels better than the Astros?
Oh my God! Shut up, please.
No, because it's the one you're
analogy.
Using.
The Astros lost Springer. The Astros and? Lost Springer!
That means they're not doing anything.
Hey, they got
they lost Springer.
Yes, they are.
They're not better than the White Sox.
Yeah,
they
did
the Yankees, say the Rays. That's it.
Zayden, they did. The Astros did do something.
Ryan Stanek.
What, re-sign Brantley?
No, they just didn't resign. They didn't resign Springer. That's what they did.
And they went after Hendricks.
I don't remember him going
White
after
Sox got it.
They have Osuna, retard.
Osuna got outrighted.
And went after Hendricks. Osuna's.
Yeah. Is he? He's not on the team anymore, isn't he? No.
Probably because of what he did in the past.
I don't know.
Because he's a piece of shit of a person.
He's like Jose Abreu eating the passport.
Shut the fuck up.
All right,
so
imagine just going to a toilet and Jose Abreu didn't flush and you see a passport and shit.
Are you guys done?
No.
I mean,
making
fun of the illegals, even though, like,
oh my god,
kind are the illegals, so I don't. Don't understand that, but the White Sox can easily win the AL next year. There you go.
Okay, whatever.
Let's not forget about Adam LaRosa.
They probably lose the Blue Jays
because he couldn't bring his son in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that 2016 team was a shit show.
What was that?
Chris Sale cutting jerseys.
2018 Mets vibe.
Chris Sale is top two or three AL pitcher now. Chris Sale might be.
Can we talk about the next thing? Like, honestly,
I'll talk.
Didn't you like? You like sucked Bauer, Darvish's dick, and now that he's gone,
now
he's
can't.
Like,
now
we
can't.
We don't know if he's gonna do good. Like,
now he
can't.
Make,
that's
yeah.
That's just
well, he's not wrong. He's not wrong about it.
And now he can't do that anymore. He's not on the Cubs.
Yeah, I can because he still hit two homers after Grom. Okay, and? Just because he got traded doesn't change the fact that he hit two homers off the Grom.
Okay, and I drank water earlier today. That doesn't mean anything.
What?
What?
What? What does that have to do with anything? So did I.
I'm fine. Are you okay?
Like, I'm fine. But it's so dumb.
Water, man. What the fuck?
This person's robot dead of dehydration on the bathroom floor.
Alright, go ahead and talk about it.
Let's next story.
Yeah,
what's his name?
I don't know what that was.
That who's that guy who got traded to the Padres again? From the Pirates?
Joe Musgrove. Musgrove.
Wait, are we just done? Okay, we're done with the Hendricks. We're done with the Hendricks then.
Don't we have LeMahieu to do first?
What the hell?
Joe Musgrove.
Yeah, we'll do LeMahieu. We'll do LeMahieu and Kluber together.
Has Kluber even signed yet? I haven't paid attention.
Who?
Dude. Oh my God.
Yes or no?
Who?
Yes, Kluber.
Yes.
Who? Yeah, he signed.
Kluber signed it. Okay, okay, thank you. I heard you.
Well, then quit asking.
Well, because Zeta's effing brain dead. No wonder he's colorblind. Probably has a missing half his brain.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
All right. So go ahead. LeMahieu and Kluber. There you go.
Kluber, I remember when the Rangers posted a picture on Twitter being like a warning to the West, and they still finished like fourth in the division. I think fifth, actually. other than that, Kluber has dealt with injury with like a motherfucker.
With all their top three pitchers, and they're all gone now.
Yeah. Like Lance Lynn, overrated as hell.
No,
but,
they still got Kyle Gibson.
Overrated and overweight.
Yeah, Kyle Gibson, the GOAT, Kyle Gibson.
Oh, now that he's on the White Sox. Lance.
Okay, so Kluber. Kluber can go like games with games. Shut up!
No, we don't. He's our third.
If Kluber can,
you guys don't cut him off. That was a horrible trade, anyway.
If Kluber.
Hey, I think Johnny's from
Darvish. Speaking of horrible trades, you know Darvish, right?
He wasn't a fleece, dumbass.
Okay.
Lynn and Darvish have only been good for a short amount of time.
Kluber would have to thank God he can make six games without getting injured.
Lance Lynn's been
For 2 years.
Go ahead.
Consistently bad. Go ahead. Okay, getting back on track. Kluber would have to thank God if he can get like six games without getting injured. He's a good pitcher, but he has injury issues. That's the best thing to say. And LeMahieu is LeMahieu. He's good.
He only does good at Yankee Stadium.
That's true. Well, he did the same thing at Coors Field, but whatever.
Well, they don't have a short porch. What are you going to talk about? His batting average?
No, not that gay.
Yeah, you were until you met us.
We talking about? Nope. That's about it. The Yankees still should have got Kyle Schwarber because Giancarlo Stanton's going to get injured by looking at the pitcher.
They should sign Nomar Mazara.
Did you say Giancarlo?
I said Giancarlo's.
Dude.
Giancarlo. All right,
go ahead, Mason.
Kluber, 1 year, $11 million, got overpaid.
She got like $6 million.
Like 500K. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
He was only asking for $6 million.
Really? You're joking.
He asked for $6 to $8 million.
And the Yankees are like, we'll give you $11 million.
Yeah. But yet they were having such a hard time trying to get a deal with LeMahieu. Which
was it just like a desperation move, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
You know, LeMahieu move. They got, well, there's two things about the deal. The money was good, a good AAV, $15 million a year, but 6 years is just too much.
Is he like 32 also?
Yeah, he is.
31 or 32.
Well, he ain't no Ichiro, so we could expect that contract to be a disaster by the end. Okay, y'all gonna talk or no?
Well, I mean, when someone's done, they can just say, that's all I have to say. But God forbid, they just go silent. Like,
yeah.
Carson!
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, Mets fans thought they'd get LeMahieu, too.
Well, I can probably say he's the second best infielder in New York, so.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Because I can't hear you, dumbass. Speak up.
Did we really? Okay. Well, I guess the money wasn't really that much of an overpay, but 6 years is kind of for a 32-year-old.
Repeating.
All right. Plus,
can you talk about Joe Musgrove now?
Yeah, talk about him, I guess.
Dude, we're like, I'm done. We're still on fucking LeMahieu and Kluber. Are we done? Dude. I got one thing to say about the.
Hold on.
LeMahieu and Kluber. So I like the Yankees re-signed LeMahieu, and the Yankee fans are fucking celebrating like MLB they just won the World Series, like, even though he's on the team last year. So, Yankee fans and Mets fans. New York's just got shitty fan bases, really.
I guess same with some Chicago fans, but not.
South side.
I mean, North side fans
says are pretty the dude.
Bunch of shit.
You don't even mean that. You're just going to have to piss me off.
I think Arizona fans are pretty bad, too, though. We shit on everybody's fan base, and we have shit on the D-backs, so I'm just saying.
Okay, but Southside still has the worst fan base than the worst. No, you don't.
No, we have way better fan base than the Cubs. Yep.
Guys are the most overrated and
overrated
team, have the cockiest fans.
Both fan bases are bad, but at least Cubs fans aren't racist, and White Sox fans actually wear shirts at games.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know. Just Google pictures of Wrigley Field. Yeah, don't.
All right.
All right. At least draft Mike Mark isn't a Cubs fan.
I feel bad for the Mets fan.
Yeah.
No one should have to deal with that type of torture. I rather have my testicles chopped off.
So what are we gonna talk? In this podcast is like rated all, I'm pretty sure right now.
Rated NC-18, no children allowed. okay, what's the next story?
All right, are we? Mason wanted to talk about that one.
Did I go for it? Okay. It's all right. I mean, Woodard was good like, what, 3 years ago? I think. Yeah, so like something years ago. It's all right signing, I guess. Better than Johnny effing Cueto, but I don't even know anymore. The Giants will be like, they'll finish probably fourth in the division while the D-backs are going like 62 and 100.
It was a better signing than the D-backs. Bumgarner.
The D-backs have done nothing except sign minor leaguers hoping to find an exact Granke and Randy Johnson.
Kaczynski and Brian Holiday. Those are some elite pickups.
Yeah, it really was, I guess.
Don't the D-backs have John Hicks, too? I know Zayden has a memory of John Hicks.
Y'all got Gavin Shassini,
too. Dude, shut the fuck up.
Better than James Shield.
Remember that.
White Sox obviously won the James Shields trade.
All right. Fuck off. We got fleece, all right?
Yeah, Mets won the Stroman trade.
Stroman is shit.
His ERA was like six.
Alec Mill. He's not even supposed to be on the roster. I won't see what's his face. I won't see Stroman throwing a hitter, will you? Guess who did? Alec fucking Mills.
All right, go ahead and talk about Bradley.
Can we have a rant about John Heyman? That dude.
Just talk about news or signings or.
Okay, then. What were we talking about again? The Alex Wood signing.
Archie Bradley and Alex Wood.
Thank God the Phillies signed him. He's out. Archie Bradley's a decent pitcher, and the Phillies needed it. Their bullpen ERA was like eight.
Dude.
What? All right. Sucks.
He's overrated as hell.
Yeah, because he's a giant beard. That's why everyone loves him for some reason. So it's a decent signing because the Phillies bullpen ERA was like eight. Do you know the numbers? Anyone?
No, I do not. It was terrible. That's all we should really.
Understandable. Brandon so yeah, a decent signing. And Mike
run off Workman into the second deck.
Then Michael Brantley. Everyone was like Michael Brantley to the Blue Jays. Then who was it? Was it John Heyman being an asshole again?
We're not talking. No. We're gonna get to Brantley and Kirby Yates. I said Alex.
Oh, Bradley. Okay, then Wood and mass signing. Archie Bradley, decent signing.
All right,
Alex Wood, probably one of the more underrated signings of this free agency. It's a solid starter. Can definitely get the job done.
The White Sox should have got him so he can actually pitch good in the playoffs.
Yeah, if the White Sox would have got him, their fans would have called him the fucking Cy Young. Anyways.
The Cubs got him, they would have called him the Cy Young.
Great comeback, man. Totally didn't just say what I did. Anyway.
I mean, that's my
anyways,
that's what fucking fan bases do. You got rid of Darvish, and now you're just like, nope, not going to be that good. You sucked him off.
Bruh, Zayden moment.
I never said he would have done Zayden great with us again. We just never talked about it, dumbass.
Just talk about fucking...
Can we also talk about how Trevor Bauer is being hated on, deservedly? Why?
Because we have other stuff to talk about.
Oh, like us. Oh. Okay, then. Keep going, guys. Please.
Archie Bradley, overrated. Cool.
I can agree.
You just said he was good.
I hate RG Bradley because we were about to make the playoffs like in 2018 and he blew like six straight leads in a row. Him and Brad Boxberger. Yeah, fuck that guy.
He's the only one that could get a hit against the Rockies, too.
Who?
Archie Bradley.
Yeah, because Archie Bradley got demolished by the Rockies every time he went to Coors Field.
Yeah, I didn't hear the triple against them or something in the playoff.
Well, yeah. After that triple, the Rockies proceeded to dominate Archie Bradley. One game, they scored like five runs in three at-bats.
Jesus.
What?
Next.
Okay, so.
Scene.
Even though I hate the D-backs, I'll admit Bradley was underrated because I guess the Reds kind of like fixed him.
He's overrated, man.
No, he was on the D-backs, but the Reds actually know how to develop pitching. So they
why are you valuing 61 seasons?
Anyways, it's hard to.
But yeah, Mason will suck off Darvish.
Bradley will be first though, since the Phillies have no clue how to.
I literally just said that he may not do good.
Okay, whatever. F you. Homo.
Faggot.
N-word.
Prick.
cancel this podcast.
Nick.
All right, that's all I have to say.
Next story.
All right. Fuck. Yeah, we'll talk about
and John Heyman,
Aaron Yates to the Blue Jays. Springer and Yates,
John Heyman
to the Blue Jays, and Bob Nightingale. He's
a and the false coach. Reporting of Michael Brantley.
That was so funny. Yeah, everybody that was on so that. Funny.
Hassan, Rosenthal.
It was bad, man.
Like literally, all of them got it wrong.
Think of the worst possible situation that could have went for the Rosenthal's Blue Jays.
Yeah, imagine being the Blue Jays fan base. We got fucking Brantley.
I'm surprised Brantley was in almost a net. That would be such a mess.
2 hours later.
And just get rid of Nimmo.
To make room for new food.
Jesus Christ. All right, Yates, and Springer.
Okay. Yates, where did he go again? I forgot already. Oh, Yates. Yates is cool and all. That's about it. A good sign for the Blue Jays that they can actually make it to the wild card again, and maybe are they keeping the playoff format, the gay one?
Sounds like it. Unfortunately.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Then they're basically guaranteed to make the playoffs. They actually might have a chance to beat the White Sox in the playoffs because Yates can actually pitch.
Jesus Christ.
Then what happened with Brantley was hilarious. Everyone was like, oh, he about to go to the Blue Jays. Then Michael Brantley was like, hold up, roll it back. And such of the Astros. Who's drinking water?
What? All right, go ahead, Mason. Go ahead.
Yeah, the reporting was pretty bad, man.
Who reported it? Who reported it? I forgot already. Thank God it wasn't Heyman, man. It's about to rip him a new.
Heyman reported it too, but he wasn't.
It was
the first.
All of Hassan, every single one of them.
Oh yeah, I saw on the New York radio. What's you know what it's called, Carson? The like yeah, SNY, what we call it?
Like, well, I know what SNY is, but they have like multiple like the New York Post and like all that crap.
They had the radio on, the radio talk show that they recorded live. They were ripping on Paxton so hard. I'm surprised that I'm going to say, I know Carson's the one who ran Heyman, but why are they ripping on him but not Heyman, even though Heyman's full of shit?
I don't know.
Because everybody sucked off Heyman because he's got a mask.
I'm surprised the MLB community still like somewhat respects Heyman.
Did he make so many grammatical errors too? If you ever look at his tweets,
Nightingale's a fast. He was just as bad as that one guy who said that Chapman was gonna get traded.
All right, enough of the reporters. Springer and Yates.
I'll go.
Oh, Springer.
Yates, anybody?
Springer. Okay, so I was talking about Brantley, but on accident. But Springer, not a bad signing. If they're making the playoffs, he's pretty good. With or without trash can, Springer's really good in the playoffs.
Fuck off.
We all know this.
Astros jokes. They aren't funny.
I didn't make the joke. Are you talking about those Instagram pages are still making those jokes?
Yeah, you just did it too.
Barely.
It's not funny.
So what happens now? What happens now is that Springer is one of the best performers of all time, especially in the World Series, which I doubt to make the World Series. The White Sox are a bunch of cucks. So it's a good signing. If they get to the playoffs, Springer can.
Wait, what the fuck does the White Sox
have? Fuck your team.
Did you say that meaning the White Sox are better than
No,
the
I'm good.
Just say it. I mean,
I don't have hepatitis like you from Lance Lynn.
All right, can I talk now?
Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm done.
All right,
I'm done.
Why are you
pushing
it up?
Go, Carson.
Okay,
I guess you're just gonna skip signing,
the Springer signing was good. 6 years is a quite bit questionable, but that's kind of how it has to work. Like, you have to bid. Like, I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say, but, like, it's not always – you can't just always – like, you may want him on a one-year deal, but that's not realistic for
– That's because players want, like, security in their contract. Yeah. That's really it. That's why some of the big players right now ask – that's why some big players right now are asking for, like, 10-year contracts. Yeah.
It really is,
but like, a lot of GMs don't like the idea of giving people long contracts.
Bryce Harper GM, or no,
so they could be shit.
Exactly, that's literally why.
So like, why are we making that point right. So obvious?
You kind of have to give them that long contract because they want security.
Exactly. Right, so. Why do we? Okay, go ahead.
It was a good sign. He's a major upgrade over Randall Grichuk, who had like a negative DRS in center field, defensive run save. And also, Springer actually hits for contact and gets on base. Grichuk just hits home runs. And also, I wasn't really expecting the Mets to sign him just because there would be too much, like,
every Mets fan fucking campaigned for him.
Yeah, but that was before the Lindor trade. Felt like he might have not paid attention. Because we have to extend all them, so. Anyways, Yates signing.
Lindor's gonna ask for just as much.
Probably even more because he's like on New York team.
Yeah, but if Lindor's gonna ask for just as much, then we would be paying Springer just as much, and then it would cost more.
That's why I'm saying you should have got Springer instead. He's better.
Man.
All right. The Yates signing. That was Yates is underrated because people act like he's trash just because of one bad year. I like that signing.
Oh.
All right, that's all I can say.
The Yates signing is very underrated. Like, he pitched 6 games last year, so we can't even look at his stats. And, Yates. And Springer, I said it was an overpay initially, but the Blue Jays have to overpay because the taxes in Canada are more than they are here, so they had to compensate for that.
Oh, yeah, that's the largest contract in Blue Jays history.
Need to get that. Yeah, I saw the Mets offer him like $125 million, and the fucking Blue Jays upped it down.
He probably wants to stay with the Blue Jays just in case if he does some dumb shit in Canada, he just come back to the U.S.
Like, I thought they talked about
You see what happened to the Giants once they handed out all those big contracts. Like, they were just throwing money at people. Now they were in a crap.
All the World Series they won.
Yeah, but right after that.
Yeah, I'll take
Who cares?
Who cares? 3 World Series?
Here's to the next 100-year drought for the Cubs.
Dude, the D-backs have yet to do shit since their lucky-ass win. That bullshit.
We mean lucky. Over. Okay, Rivera still blew the lead.
Bullshit blooper. Fake win. It's a fake win.
Still blew the lead. Didn't the Cubs get lucky from a hit from who was it? Montero?
A grand slam.
Former D-back? Nah.
What are you talking about? He had a grand slam in the NLCS.
Nah, not him.
All right.
I didn't even get to talk.
You forgot about the biggest signing, Tyler Chatwood.
Can I fucking talk?
Dude. Yeah, go ahead.
Harry Weingartner on the move.
What was Yates' contract detail?
It was...
Alright, I don't know.
It was
5.5 million.
Oh, shoot! Henry Weingartner on the move.
Fuck up!
He'll be the next Cub ace.
Okay. 5.5 for 1 year is a steal for the Blue Jays, which Yates is obviously worth more than that, so that's good. Which gave them the flexibility to give Springer his contract. Which I'm getting tired of these guys that are over 30 asking for 6-7 year contracts. It's bullshit. People think they're going to perform the same when they're 37 as they are when they're 31. I guess that makes sense.
It reminds me of like Alex Cobb's contract.
I mean, it'd be stupid not to ask for the money if you think you can get
the pricing is just about right. So I think it's, other than the amount of years it is, I think I got the price right. Price is right. That's it.
Is that it? Okay. Brantley, we need to. We're going on an hour here. So.
Okay, and we still have like another hour worth of stuff to talk about.
No.
Wait,
you guys
want to talk about the lawsuit that's happening? Or no?
What lawsuit?
The one with the pictures. You haven't heard about it?
Oh, about.
About the Angel Man.
I didn't know there was a lawsuit.
Like the Bauer, with Bauer. There's a lawsuit. We could talk about it. I'll explain it.
Okay, can we do Brantley?
We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about it first. Yeah.
We do?
Brantley. Let's talk about Brantley. Yeah.
Brantley,
Musgrove,
J-Hap, and
we haven't done Musgrove.
Musgrove.
Okay, then we'll fuck it. You too. Like, let's just talk about them all right now. Get them out of the way. All right. So I'll go first.
Dude, the false.
Brantley to the Astros.
Fuck Jeff Passan.
I'm upset.
He's upset. Okay.
He knows the Astros are better. Good.
I wanted Brantley.
Okay, they're still better.
At least they can actually develop pitching.
That is the most. That is asinine. That is asinine. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Says you, fucking White Sox fan.
He needs to buy his perk.
Think the White Sox are winning the World Series every fucking year. Yes, you did.
That is so stupid. Did I say that in 2019? Did I say that in 2018? I was saying 2020.
You're a fucking.
And then that didn't work. 2021 World Series chance.
Hey guys, the White Sox got Hendricks. Oh, the Cubs.
I mean, you probably think the Cubs will win it in 2 years, but you know they won't fucking be back.
You don't know that.
Like
you don't even know if the White Sox.
No.
The White Sox aren't gonna beat the Yankees.
So 21-16. So 21-16 for the Cubs.
What? What'd that prick say?
He said 21-16.
Yes, until the Cubs' next title. Can you talk about Brantley now?
That would be 100 years, Tommy. That wouldn't be 108. That was shitty math. So. J-Hap, yep.
What the fuck?
That's the Twins.
Okay, J-Hap.
He's alright.
They think, dude, he's awful.
I wouldn't go as far as awful.
But I guess he can eat innings, but he's not gonna do shit for them. He's not gonna make them better than the White Sox. So
isn't he like a false?
That's ridiculous. They won't. They won't. I'll place a bet right here on this podcast.
Yeah, for your foreskin.
All right, fine. Place a bet, asshole.
I'll place a bet.
Oh my god.
You don't have confidence. Okay. Nothing. Go ahead.
What? Okay, you lay the terms. Okay.
$1 million.
Any money amount, literally any.
Dude, $1 million. All right,
you pay
shit.
Me $1 million when the White Sox win the division.
Overrated team with all these old ass players thinks it's gonna.
Okay, let's bet then.
$15.
Bet.
Okay. Bet. You ain't gonna fucking right, screw me out of all the other bets I've won either.
Dumbass.
You ain't gonna screw me out of all the other bets I've won either now.
What?
Bullshit.
No, you're the one who does that shit.
He doesn't.
All right.
I wouldn't say suck, but.
The Angels, man. Just get Mike Trout some help. That's all I have to say. Go ahead, Jaime. Hurry up.
He got tired of waiting.
Jaime's gone. What the fuck?
Q.
All right, go ahead, Mason. God.
You can take a trip to fuck offity land, I guess. $8 million might be a little too much, but nonetheless, the Angels needed a starter, so you got to do what you got to do.
All right.
Hap is not as bad as you say he is.
Great, I'm pulling up stats. Cunt. There. Dude, come on.
Me?
Are you done?
Brantley.
Yeah, Brantley.
Fuck. Brantley. Well, the false reporting pissed me off, of course, because I thought the Blue Jays got him for 3 years. Then I turn around and he's on the Astros for 2 more years. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, he's got a higher AAV than LeMahieu, but obviously not by much. But I think it's a decently fair deal. Both ends.
Okay. Carson. Yeah, whoever. The reporters need to wait till everything's official to report. But anyways, the Brantley signing was good. I guess I don't have much to say about it besides the reporters screwing everything up.
Just more help to beat the White Sox.
Anyways.
God.
The J-Hap signing isn't terrible, but I feel like they could have done better.
And Q.
Well, I need to talk about Musgrove.
God damn it. Yeah, I know. I forgot too. All right. You're not going to say anything about Q. All right. Musgrove to the Padres. I don't know how good his stats were, actually.
Well, the Padres need to fuck off with all the starting pitchers. Just say that for one. Yeah.
Maybe like get some hitters. Like
what could they go for?
Musgrove hasn't even been that good.
I think he's going to be staying on the Padres, and either Darvish or Clevenger is going to be traded in 1 to 2 years. Padres are just trading for way too many damn starters. And they have that farm with Gore, Weathers. I think Weathers is still on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Paddock, too.
We don't know how good Paddock's going to be.
Lamette.
Fletcher, Darvish, Snell. Jesus Christ. That's a lot more than
but I thought. The trade itself, aside from the other circumstances, I think he's a good pitcher that you could trade for, but they gave up a lot back, but I don't know if he's good as what they gave the Pirates.
He's basically like a more advanced version of Dylan Bundy, if you think about it. Okay.
All right.
I like the trade for the Pirates more, but as of now, I don't know really who won. I would have to say the Pirates might have got more of a return. The Mets were also involved, but they just got Lucchesi, and that was it. I can kind of see what they're doing. Like, they're building depth, but once all their starters are healthy, then how does it line up? Like,
I don't know.
Because I know Gore is probably going to start in like the minors for a few weeks, then they might call him up. But
all this just to finish in second place.
Yeah.
Are they even better than the Braves? Are we sure? Because the Braves without Soroka almost beat the Dodgers. Like, the Braves could beat the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are still the best team in baseball.
So.
Well, they're going to give them a run for their money, but ultimately, the Dodgers are still better. Well.
I think the Braves are better than the Padres.
Maybe hitting-wise, but.
They got the
better hitters, but right now the Padres have the better rotation by some. And I think the Braves have a better bullpen too, right?
I don't know, actually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd say the Musgrove is more for a long reliever, you know, like an innings eater. If like, say like fucking Snell has a shitty start.
I think Musgrove's actually from San Diego, California, so he got lucky. So he doesn't have to go that far.
Well, he's got to go from Pittsburgh there. So
yeah.
All right. Wanted to hire me here for this topic.
Yeah, you know what Carson's going to say.
Jared Porter.
Yeah.
Who wants to bet Zach
Wheeler got jealous of the Mets? It's kind of a funny situation. So he digged all this crap up from the internet.
You know, apparently, I heard somewhere that ESPN had the story like since 2017, but they just released it after he signed with the Mets.
Yeah. Well, he did a better job than Brody Van Wagenen did.
In his 3 weeks there.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because he was down Ford. That bad.
All right,
he was getting fired for.
Yeah. Steve Cohen, I mean, great hire by him to hire him as a GM.
Well, I mean, at the time, it looked like a better hire than Dave Dombrowski. At least he didn't tear apart our farm system.
I mean, you can tell Steve Cohen did a ton of research.
They were actually looking at, like, they said they did, there was, like, a wake-up call for them that they're going to be more, they're going to look more carefully at, like, stuff from the past when they do interviews.
Why couldn't he have done that at first?
Why do you think Steve Cohen's hiring everyone? It's Sandy Alderson that's in charge. He's the president of baseball operations.
But Steve Cohen is the bot. Like, Steve Cohen hired Alderson.
It's kind. I guess it's kind of in charge of, like, both, but...
Was Alderson... Yeah. So, Steve Cohen was the idiot who hired an idiot to hire another idiot.
You mean the idiot that built our that team that didn't win a World Series? I'm just kidding.
Huh?
Well, yeah, he was...
So,
Are you free? Alderson was with the Mets before. They just let him go in 2018 because he had, like, health problems.
So Steve Cohen hired an idiot, but then hired a fucking madman who messages 153 times or something like that.
I bet it was Zach Wheeler that did this.
Like, what the fuck? So, I mean, if Steve Cohen knew how to run a baseball team, then...
All right. Well, he's better than that dude from
Chicago. I'm just saying all this because the Mets fans suck him off. But...
Wait, what?
Ricketts.
Because all he does is spend money.
He's better than...
Like... Doesn't he own the Bulls?
I mean, I think he's better than the White Sox owner, too. Yeah, he got lucky with Jordan, so that's the only reason he's won so many fucking titles.
Spend money on you fuckers.
Doesn't fucking spend money.
Wait.
Barely. You know, like, the largest contract in our history was the fucking... I thought it was the Grand Ole one. What the that was, like, the highest one. Nothing was over 100 million.
Wow. What's the highest AAV?
But yeah, he's cheap as fuck.
Who?
You saw what he did with fucking Machado.
What did he do with him?
Fucking the White Sox owner.
I mean, hey, he tried when he got Yonder Alonso.
Because he didn't pay him enough.
I mean, hey, he tried when he got Yonder Alonso.
Move your name.
What?
Carson, they still haven't noticed.
You know, instead of just actually fucking paying him, like, D-backs got you. God damn.
Oh, that dude.
All right, we're talking about Jared Porter, Jaime, I was waiting for you.
Wow, the best of both. The worst of all three worlds. Okay, oh, it's my turn? Okay, So Jared Porter was like, "Hey, beautiful," while taking a Snapchat of his schlong. And he was like, "Hey, beautiful." And you're like, "Why are you ignoring me? Are you happy?"
Jesus.
No. Why are you ignoring me, winky face? Then he got fired and got released. And Steve Cohen handled it better than Rob Manfred would.
I think a Mets minor leaguer like was pretty pissed about it, the whole situation.
We just got done shitting on Steve.
What?
God damn it. Steve, you're not going to talk about how Steve Cohen, like...
They did, like, research about
before hiring, like, Jared Porter.
Statistics and all that, but they didn't, like, how they are with analytics and, like, scouting, but they didn't work.
Character. That's really it. That's like hiring Felipe Vasquez to be your general manager.
Yeah, I mean, I like how Jared Porter gets fucking fired, but you know the Yankees got fucking.
We have Jerry
fucking Chapman too. Across town at fucking beat fucking wives. Like,
yeah, he pointed.
Dang if Fred Fuchs again, like, the Mets.
Shoot a gun at a woman or something like that. Like,
what? What did you say?
Fred Fuchs.
Yeah.
Fred Wilpon.
Familian, I think.
Wait, so Familia was a wife beater too? Think
Jenry Mejia, before he got released, he was a wife beater too. Jenry Mejia hasn't been on the team
since. His Twitter Steve pisses
Cohen's
me off.
A hypocritical cunt.
I'm gonna call
it's like
Jared
AOC,
Porter and see what's up.
It's like AOC's Twitter.
Mouth and then the fucking.
I know.
Like Mets fans are jacked.
I'm gonna call Jared Porter and see what's up. Now's not a good time, Steve.
Goddamn.
Yeah. That's my inspiration.
Anything else about the Jared Porter situation?
Imagine if Jim Ricketts or whatever his name was had...
Jim Ricketts.
I don't know.
Jim Ricketts.
He should change his name. I don't like his name. If he had
Tom Ricketts,
I wonder what it would be like. It would be like, oh, I only care about money. I don't spend...
You don't know his name.
Imagine if O.J. Simpson has Twitter back. Oh, wait, he does.
Imagine if Trump got Twitter back, then all those.
Mason keeps complaining about what's his name, Steve Cohen's Twitter. What about AOC's Twitter? I swear to God.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And Bill.
Okay. Is this last story or like what?
You want to explain the lawsuit?
You're the one that said you were going to explain it.
Yeah, I know, but like, is the last story like is that it? It's a question, bro. Okay, so what happened was recently Angels clubhouse manager, not clubhouse manager, employee got fired. He's on the team for 40 years.
Joe Madden.
So what happened was, believe it or not, it's not Joe Madden, sadly. There's a video, Mason showed us this video. It was why Trevor Bauer cheated, how he cheated. Watch it, it's a good video. But it shows that his spin rate has went up like how much, Mason? Like 500, like RPMs.
I can't remember.
If you're talking about the pine tar, that's what all pitchers do. They like it's for better grip.
No, but like this guy, this guy from the Angels making his own special stuff, recently the Angels employee was fired recently. And now he's suing because he was seen as a scapegoat, sort of.
Oh no, everyone! We need to cancel the Angels, delete their franchise, trade Mike Trout to the Yankees.
Trade to a good team? How about that? So what happened was in the report that the document. He named pitchers that he's given that has bought his formula. He's like his own custom. Like pine tar grip, and in the document, guys, there's Edwin Jackson, Felix Hernandez, Max Scherzer, Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, I think Syndergaard was named in it. DeGrom wasn't named in it. Trevor Bauer wasn't named in it either. But people are suspicions are rising on him. I think Strasburg. I mean, the video that Mason showed us, it does go in, like, evidence. Okay, 2020 is a fluke. Let's see until next year. We're a full season. And he named a lot. Then he named, like, a bunch of more pitchers, and that's about it. That's what we know so far.
Don't all pitchers do that though, Pine Tar?
That's kind of like what like some of the arguments have been are being, but this guy, I think his name is like Bubba Hoskins. This is like special made stuff. Like it's not like you just get Pine Tar. Like this is like specially made stuff. He even showed like he showed text messages between him and Cole. Well, this is like allegations that Cole like he was like, oh, you don't have to pay for it. Where Bubba Hoskins tells Cole like, Cole's asking, can I have some of the stuff that you're making? And he says, oh, you can have it for free.
Oh.
So any words? No, for any of you guys?
No. Where can I get it at though?
I could see the all the names real quick. Talk about that real quick.
Well, what?
Are there any other things we can like talk about, like signings, like what?
Well, yeah, are you guys not gonna like? Well, I just explained the loss to you. Like, what do you guys think?
All right.
I mean, have you even seen the video though?
We can't just accuse Bauer of cheating. Let's start there. His spin rates. I mean.
Oh, okay. But when I say for San Marte, it no longer exists. Okay. Okay. Understandable. 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 Okay. Okay. Trevor Bauer has said that you cannot raise your spin rate so high. The only way to raise it your spin rate so high is to use a foreign substance. Yes, he said it himself. Ask Mason.
Well, that's what Bauer said.
It's literally on Twitter.
Because Bauer would be the D-backs ace.
The same thing happened to Cole, and it's pretty obvious that Cole is using Pine Tar. Well, Cole openly uses Pine Tar because whenever you watch him play, he always grabs onto his hat like crazy.
I think Syndergaard does that too sometimes, like when I've watched him pitch.
Yeah, Cole's a dick.
Let's see.
Right,
well, so, we didn't hear anything from Mason.
Anything else on that situation?
Right now I'm looking for the name, like yeah, the names real quick.
Well, I got disconnected, so I missed a portion.
So this guy, Bubba Harkin called it sticky stuff. That's literally what he called it.
God damn it.
So who knows where it came from? There's a couple of former names like Troy. What's his name? He's on the Angels before. Like Percival. Yeah, he's been named too. Let's see. I'm trying to look for the effing thing. I saw it a while ago. You guys say anything? No. Yeah, I think those are all the names so far. So Scherzer, Hernandez, Cole, Verlander. Bauer wasn't named in it, surprisingly. Because there's evidence that he is cheating. Let's see. Kluber, too. Kluber, too. He was also named in that.
Kluber.
Wainwright, yep. Kluber, Wainwright was also named in it. Can't forget about him. And a bunch of small name guys. Also, Edwin Jackson when he was still good. So Zayden's trying to defend Bauer because he likes Bauer. I mean, the evidence is there.
No, I'm just saying we can't just label him a cheater just because. I mean, I haven't watched. I'm just saying. I mean, like.
Okay. Oh, mother F is cheating. Bauer, so. Oh, I don't like that someone's cheating. Zayden be like, "Oh, you're just biased." Effing Astros fan logic right here. Okay, your spin rate does not increase like 400 RPMs like crazy.
Yep, he cheated.
Your spin rate can't just increase 400 RPM just like that. I mean,
we can't just say he cheated.
Cole.
Maybe Ender. He cheated. I don't know. Maybe he did cheat. Fuck.
Can we also talk about how Bowers was? Well, this is what John Heyman said, was reportedly asking for like $40 million. I mean, I don't know who still respects him.
Do we believe
him? Well, Heyman tomorrow is going to say that, what's his name? Who's that old guy from the White Sox, the one about to die? La Russa. he just said La Russa called Anderson the N-word for no reason.
Jeez.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You just had to say that. All right, any final thoughts?
You suck.
We finish this podcast.
You suck.
Is that it? All right. Thank you for
listening. Good luck, listeners. It's been like 3 weeks. Another 3 weeks. Another 3 weeks.
Or no, once a week during the off season.
Yeah. See you next month.
Shut up. Once a week during the off season.